युधिष्ठिर महाराज गोइंग टू परफॉर्म राजस्व यज्ञ एंड ही वॉन्ट्स टू बी known that the Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead by this Rajasya Yajna. That is the whole purpose. To be known to the all the kings, everybody, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, he sent his brothers in the all the east, west, north, south side, all his four brothers, to have the all the kings to surrender. Means they are agreeing with what Yudhishthira Maharaj is going to go perform the Rajasya Yajna. And they are bringing all the gifts from all the kings. And Sahadev is gone in the south side to fight. And we know last chapter was about the Sisupal and not Jarasandha. Because Jarasandha was, we talked about it. And Krishna and Bhima and Arjuna had to go in the form of a Brahmana. And of course, they finished it in Jarasandha. So now everybody is gathered here in the assembly. And it's a big yajna, which is not possible to perform in this Kali Yuga. So our yajna is the Sankirtan. That is our yajna in this Kali Yuga. And that's what we do. Not possible. No good brahmanas, no pure ghee. Brahmans are no more. Everybody is Kalo Sudra Sambhava. Everybody is Sudra. So here everybody is gathered. Now they're going to, the Agra Srila Prabhupada, I will read the purport. It says Agra Puja, where there is going to be the persons who's worshipped, whose lotus feet are washed, is to be worshipped. So in the assembly, they want to find out now who should be worshipped. And in the assembly, we know there are everybody is there. There are great people. Last yesterday, we read in the verse, there is demigods are also the Brahma, Shiva, Vyasadeva, Narad Muni. Great, great personalities are there in the assembly, gathered. And at the same time, of course, there is all the kings are there. And of course, there are Brahmanas. And there is other Sudras too. They are all invited in this yajna. Everybody is assembled. So question is, whom should we worship? Who should be worshipped? That is the question here. So let's read the purport and then we will read the commentary by Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami, what they have to say. Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes, another important procedure is that the most exalted personality in the assembly of such a sacrificial ceremony is first offered worship. This particular ceremony is called Agra Puja. Agra means the first and Puja means worship. This Agra Puja is similar to the election of a president. In the sacrificial assembly, all the members were very exalted. Some proposed to elect one person as the perfect candidate for accepting Agra Puja. Another proposed someone else. In this assembly, everybody has different opinions. Of course, the great personalities, they already know whom to worship. But they are quiet. They want to hear everybody, what everybody else has to say. As the great Acharya Jiva Goswami point out, text 15 of this chapter states that the members of the assembly were not astonished at the opulence of the sacrifice, since they knew that the king Yudhishthira was a devotee of Lord Krishna. Still, text 18 now states that the assembly could not select the most deserving candidate for being worshipped first. This indicates that many of the Brahmanas present were not fully realized transcendentalists, but rather conventional Brahmanas, uncertain of the supreme conclusion of Vedic wisdom. Important point. Conventional Brahmanas. Vedaisya sarva aham vedyo vedanta krite. All the conclusion of the Veda is to be known to me, that Krishna says. Conventional, my English is, I had to look the word in the dictionary, what is conventional means. And I saw it's like agreement. That was the... So it reminded me of just like when we take the initiation of the Brahman initiation. Right? And we agree to the spiritual master, after the Harinam initiation, we take the Brahman initiation, we agree. As a Brahmana initiation, we agree that I'm going to chant Gayatri 3 times a day and I'm allowed to worship, deity worship, and of course, go in the kitchen and cook, so and so forth. That is the agreement we make. But still, sometimes, and I'm still not realized, Brahman. So the conventional Brahman here, they were like that. That they are saying that Krishna is the here is mentioned that Yudhishthira Maharaj is devotee of Lord Krishna. And by the mercy of Krishna, in the previously we read, Jarasandha was killed. Because Krishna was there. Bhima and Jarasandha fought for 27 days. And Bhima ultimately said, Krishna, I cannot fight anymore with this person. So Krishna had to show him, tell him about whole about his life history of Jarasandha and how to finish him up, tear apart his body in the middle. From the middle. So by the mercy of Krishna, everything was happening. And everything happens by the mercy of Krishna in our spiritual lives also. We can try how much endeavor we can try, but if it's there is no mercy, by the mercy of Krishna and mercy of spiritual master. And we all are mercy cases, particularly I am. Really? It's just, we are mercy case of Srila Prabhupada. By His mercy, we are able to do something. Otherwise, how is it possible? But sometimes our tendency is there to think that I'm the doer. The tendency is there. But we don't see, I don't see that is just by mercy I am allowed to do something, to serve the Lord, serve His devotees, serve Him. So I have to always keep that in mind, His mercy. So here, Brahmins are, they don't understand, they are not, so they have difficulty to figure out who should be worshipped. So they have their opinion. Okay, now let's see. Similarly, Acharya Vishwanath comments that the undecided members of the assembly were the less intelligent ones, says that, and not such exalted personalities. And not such exalted personalities as Brahma, Shiva, and Dvaipa and Vyasa, who thought, since today no one is asking our opinion, why should we say anything? This is the quality of a Brahmana, quality of the great personalities. Samo Dhammas Tapas, self-control. Now they already know, they are not speaking up, but they already know that Pandavas, someone from the Pandavas will speak up. Because their relationship with Krishna is different than the relationship of Pandavas with Krishna. They know that. So they're gonna keep quiet. Let's let it cool down a little bit. Situation. You know. Then they will say, if Sahadev doesn't say anything, the Pandavas doesn't say, one of the Pandavas, then we will speak up. So that's why they are quiet a little bit. Now, of course, we know that in the present days everything upside down, but we know in the previous time, kings were governing the, they were governing because they were kshatriyas. But behind them there were great personalities who would guide them, who would give the instruction, they would listen to them, and the kings would follow. So he, and kings, of course, kings are kshatriya, they are determined, they are, they say, saurya tejo truti drakshya yudde chapya palayanam. They are, this is chapter 18, heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in the battle, generosity and leadership are the natural qualities of for the kshatriyas. So all these Pandavas had that qualities. So they were just, they knew that Pandavas will speak up. And they also knew the relationship, close relationship of the Pandavas with the Krishna, then their relationship with Krishna. Their relationship with Krishna is like a dasya, servitor, see. Brahma, Shiva, Vyasadeva. But the relationship of the Pandavas with Krishna is Arjuna. What is Arjuna's relationship? Friendship. Right? Bhima. Very close. Krishna. And of course, Nakula and Sahadev, they are the Aswini Kumaras. This close relationship. So all these great personality knows this, so they are keeping quiet themselves. Let somebody. So now, furthermore, here is Sahadev, who is renowned for his sharp skill in analyzing all sorts of circumstances. This is the quality of Sahadev. I had a question, I was asking myself, and I tried to find why Sahadev spoke up. There is Arjun, there is Bhima, there is Nakula. Of course, King Yudhishthira will not speak up because he is the, you know, if he will speak up that, yeah, Krishna is, then other people will say, hold a minute, hold it. You are doing the jagya, so you are telling, bringing Krishna in the first. Some people will oppose. Right? Arjuna is Krishna's friend. He keeps quiet himself. Doesn't want to speak. Yes. Can I complete or you have a question? Yes. I have you here. I'm reading. Can you answer me later on? Thank you. So, and of course the Bhima is a fighter. Bhima is not gonna, no. So, Sahadev here, he used his sharp skill in analyzing all sorts of circumstances, and this is what we have to learn in our life. In our spiritual life, analyze amongst all the circumstances which we go through in our life and make some kind, whenever we have to make the decision, we have to see all circumstances around us. See? So Sahadeva was very sharp. He was most intelligent, as he said. Okay. He can help appoint the person who is to be worshipped first. Only if he somehow fails to speak or cannot understand the situation will we speak up. This is all the sages are speaking. Despite no one's having inquired from us, having made up their minds in this way, the greatest personalities remain silent. This is how Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur advises us to understand what occurred in their assembly. Now we know, I will read the commentary. Now we also know that we will see that Sahadeva will be the first one. He will stand right at the door to welcome everybody. And what Krishna wanted to do? Krishna wanted, he's worshipped, but he wanted to wash the lotus feet of everybody in the assembly. We'll see that. So how is it Krishna, what he does for his devotees? We know from Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is telling to Krishna, please bring my chariot in the middle of the battlefield. Krishna has to do that. Here to glorify his devotee Yudhishthira Maharaj, he is willing to wash the lotus feet of everybody. Supreme Personality Godhead. This is what Krishna does for his devotees. This is the reciprocation of Krishna with his devotees, and the devotees also want to worship Krishna, glorify Krishna. This is the reciprocation between Krishna and his devotee. And the same way in our spiritual life also, as we progress more and more, there is reciprocation with our Lord's. Individual devotee has that relationship. All the individual has a relationship with the Lord. And we all will have, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the Guru Parampara, we will have that reciprocation with our Lord. And Lord protects his devotees. We have seen again and again in our ISKCON society. Take the example of Surbhi Swami, Surbhi Prabhu, architect. We build a temple, helped to build a temple of Bombay and Vrindavan. Imagine, 25 years he was out. And in last days, just see some other Krishna within the heart. Gives him, encouraging him. And he comes at the 40th celebration of the Vrindavan temple. And he's so happy to talk. And then he goes to LA and glorifies Srila Prabhupada. Now he has a cancer. And then before 2 or 3 days, before he's going to leave the body, he comes back to Vrindavan and he leaves the body in Vrindavan. Come on now. I mean, isn't this a mercy? This is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We are most fortunate on this planet. Most fortunate. And this is what we need to know, that other people know in this world, they are suffering. So much suffering is going on this planet. Who is man, who is woman, you can't even differentiate now. My gosh. Suffering. So we want to share this fortune, what we got before, we want to share this fortune with others. Give them. And it starts from the giving something. There is a nice story. I was just in Dallas. This Janmashtami time, they had invited me because they had done the Vrindavan village like here. This was the first time. So last year when I was there, they told me, I said, Nityananda, we have ground here. Why don't you have the Vrindavan village? She said, why don't you come? So I had help to erect whole Vrindavan village there. And it was good because that way all the, and they have a big congregation, you know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj's time. He always had a big Indian congregation. So I had, each congregation I had given the one temple to erect. To make the temple, they have to manage the temple. So we had like seven temples. And each congregation group, they had seven groups of the congregation members. And they build the temples. You know. And they were busy whole day. And they were happy because they are engaged in the services. All this. And we also had a Govardhan Hill and all that. Anyhow, so Nityananda Prabhu was giving class, he told a nice story. I'd like to share with you. Sometimes we have a tendency to think that, oh well, you know, I go to book distribution and I go prasad distribution, but, you know, I mean, how is that going to help? How, they don't come to temple, they don't, yeah, we distribute. We bring Lord Jagannath and they are having, but, you know, devotees ask, well, yeah, you all doing Rath Yatra, but how many people you brought to temple? How many people you make the devotees? Is the question they ask, right? Because we always want to see the results. I'm a businessman, I want to see the results, right? How much I'm investing, I'm saying $10,000, I want to make sure I make $20,000. That is a business mentality, make money. That's where we are, we want to see the results. But, it was nice, he said that, story goes like, one spiritual master had a disciple. And this disciple, let me recap the story, he said. And the disciple, what happened? He was doing something. So disciple wanted to, guru, spiritual master wanted to taste this, his disciple. If some of you know, please correct me and help me. I have to recap the story, but if you have heard it, please help me. So the spiritual master told his disciple, gave him a hammer and said, there is a big stone and you use that hammer to crack the stone. So this disciple took the hammer and he keep cracking, banging on the stone, heavy stone, and crack. So when you crack, you come to me. So disciples followed his spiritual master. He's banging and banging and banging and banging 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, banging. No crack. He returned to the spiritual master. He's telling to spiritual master that. Our spiritual master asked him that, is a stone cracked? Said no. No, it didn't crack. So, spiritual master asked him, how many times did you try to crack this stone? 100 times, 200 times, 300 times. He said, so many times I tried to crack, but it didn't crack. Spiritual master said, when you bang it first time, it was already cracked. Because when it finished the first time, it started to crack. And it is going to crack somehow or other in the future. So the point is that whatever services we are doing, Rathyatras, distributing books, Harinam, we might not see the results right away. But the persons who have taken prasadam, persons who have seen Lord Jagannath, persons who have heard holy name, persons who have touched Srila Prabhupada's book, they all somehow or other going to come in touch with Srila Prabhupada. It will, might take time. Everybody doesn't crack right away. It might take some time, but they are going to come. See? So whatever we are doing, our preaching is not, we shouldn't think that it's, you know, yeah, we are wasting our time, you know what, you know, no people are coming to temple. No, it's not like that. When we are serving, we know that we are pleasing our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada and Lord Jagannath and Lord Radha Shyam Sundar and Lord Krishna, everybody, we are pleasing them. And whole devotional service is for what? To please. To please the Srila Prabhupada and please his devotees and please Lord. That is what we are doing devotional services for. So we just go on. As long as we can. And we know this story, many stories are there. Who was? There was one recently, there was one nice story about someone who had. Oh, yeah. Shruti Kirti Prabhu had sent one nice story. Yeah. Shira, you must have heard it. It was on the Facebook, I think. Shruti Kirti Prabhu was saying that day, Srila Prabhupada and they were traveling in the plane. I sent it, right? I sent it many of the devotees on WhatsApp. Yeah? About Brazil, yes. You know? So, air hostess, they are eating pop, was it puff rice or something like that? Popcorn or puff rice? Srila Prabhupada and they are eating. And our hostess just comes and snatches and taking and eating it. So the same, she was from Brazil, and the same lady is preached by someone else. One devotee in Brazil, he's gone to distribute the books in somewhere in the corner of the Brazil somewhere, and he comes to this lady's house, and this lady is inviting him inside, and when he goes in her house, he sees all the pictures of everything of Krishna and books, Srila Prabhupada's books and everything. So this. From this book distributor asking, how did you all did this? So she said, I had come in touch with your Guru Maharaj 10 years ago. She was air hostess. And she is the one who had snatched this puff rice from Srila Prabhupada's plate. See? So what is 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years in the calculation of Lord Brahma's life? So the point is that whomever we are coming in touch, they are coming in touch with the devotees. They are getting benefit, eternal benefit, and one day they go. They are going to come. Okay, my time is getting up. My time is getting over, but I want to read the commentary just by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami. Is that okay? Everybody? Okay. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is writing. Among the assembled persons, those in the assembly who were less intelligent could not decide who should be selected as the first to be worshipped because of the presence of many qualified persons. This, however, was not true of the highly intelligent persons such as Brahma, Vyasa and others. Since we are not asked, how could we say? Sahadev, who was well known for being wise in examining everything, is authorized for worship. If he does not speak or does not know what to say, even if not asked, we will say. So all personalities are ready. If Sahadev doesn't say anything, then we will say. Who should be? Considering in this way, they remained silent. Now, Jiva Goswami is commenting. Though they were most intelligent and considered carefully, they could not decide on who should be worshipped first, since there were many great persons present. The foolish people had many doubts in their minds and could not decide. The wise people had disagreements because of various opinions with persons like Shishupal in the assembly. So, we know, not just that we will read Duryodhan, Yudhishthir Maharaj is pushing Duryodhan as in charge of this, in charge of the wealth. The same Duryodhan who would not want to give even one pin of, what do you call point of needle space. Here Yudhishthir Maharaj is so magnanimous that he tells you take care of the wealth. Krishna had the desire to wash everyone's feet. Sahadev then spoke. Later it is mentioned that Sahadev worshipped the guest. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, 75 chapter we will come in, and text 4. Thus he spoke up because of qualification and also because of devotion to Krishna. Okay. Time is up, but is there any question? Any comments? Anything to add? Anything to subtract? Thank you. Hare Krishna.